All right, we're going to try to soldier on here. Carla?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
Carla, could you please read the next item?
Item 397, authorized $65,000 for grant agreement with Momentum Alliance through the Diversity and Civic Leadership Program to support community engagement activities for communities of color, immigrants, and refugees through October 31, 2016.
Commissioner Amanda Fritz.
Thank you, President Fish. Welcome, everybody. Now in its 10th year, the Diversity and Civic Leadership Program is central to meeting the Office of Neighborhood Involvement's community engagement goals, which are indeed the community engagement goals of the City of Portland. These goals include increasing the number and diversity of people involved in their communities, strengthening community capacity, and increasing community impact on public decisions. The Diversity and Civic Leadership grants focus on expanding new community leaders' understanding of how the city works and how to communicate with and engage with city bureaus on an ongoing basis. In other words, how to make a difference. There is also a focus on new partnerships between organizations representing communities of color and immigrant and refugee organizations so that they work together as constructively as possible. Today, we are thrilled to welcome Momentum Alliance as the sixth Diversity and Civic Leadership Partner organization with this ordinance before council to improve for this year a $65,000 grant for the current fiscal year and then ongoing funding. The determination to fund Momentum Alliance is the result of council action last year to expand the Diversity and Civic Leadership Program by adding a sixth community partner. The Office of Neighborhood Involvement organized a competitive process, resulting in 9 applications being reviewed by a committee composed of 5 community representatives, all people of color, and immigrants and refugees, alongside with representatives from Commissioner Novick's office and mine. Momentum Alliance is well suited to expand the range of communities served by the Office of Neighborhood Involvement and the city. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from representatives of Momentum Alliance to hear more about their organization and work along, and then we'll get updates from our other diversity and civic leadership grantees, which are the Center for Intercultural Organizing, Latino Network, Immigrant Refugee Community Organization, Native American Youth and Family Center, and the Urban League of Portland. Now I invite Jerry Jimenez, the program coordinator for Office of Neighborhood Involvement's Diversity and Civic Leadership Program, to introduce herself and our panelists.
I'm all jazzed up because I was sitting in here during the music.
And we are, again, suspending the rules, right, President Fish, that we can clap today.
Please. My name is Jerry Jimenez. I work for the Office of Neighborhood Involvement. 10 years ago, I came here to work on developing a community-created diversity and civic leadership partners. And so the program is 10 years old. I would like to especially thank Commissioner Fritz for being our champion for the whole 10 years of our process since its inception. The city has spent time, money, trust, and energy in a program that we didn't know would work, and yet it's exceeded every expectation we could possibly imagine in increasing the diversity and voice of Portlanders and new Portlanders. Across the city, the following request of Community Connect to support more engagement from Portland, from the Portland community that historically had not happened much. In 2015, we released a 7-year report on what we had learned and what the DCL partners had achieved so far. I had left some copies with Carla, and the report concludes that the DCL program has succeeded at meeting ONI's goals for the change we seek, including greater and more diverse participation, building community capacity, and the impact on public decisions. We also, last year, received an acknowledgement from the Ash Center at Harvard University as one of the top 10 innovations in American government. That was pretty exciting. Not only are we able, through your support, to be here today and to add our sixth partner, we're also opening up a small grants program this spring as well. We have members from each DCL partnership here today to give you a brief update of the program, and we'll start with the 3 young women from Momentum Alliance. We have Zakia Williams, Carla Castaneda, and Emily Lai. And after that, we've had a request for Urban League to go next, if that's okay. Thank you.
If you say so, it's okay.
Okay.
Welcome, ladies. Who would like to go first?
I will be going first, kind of. So we want to thank you for having us here today. I guess I'll get started. I am from a body that ate beans and rice throughout my childhood when my parents couldn't make rent. I am a first-generation college student who will be receiving a master's degree next year. People assume that because I am a black woman that I am angry. People assume that I grew up in the hood and that I'm a negative black stereotype. People assume that because I am educated, that I am no longer engaged in the struggle. You can learn from me that a person that is terrified of public speaking can be speaking in front of you today. You can learn from me that being quiet doesn't mean that I can't speak volumes. You can learn from me that sharing your story can be the most powerful tool in healing. I am Zakia. I stand for Black Lives, all Black lives, lesbian, gay, bisexual, queer, and trans Black lives.
I am undocumented. I am a dreamer. People assume that because I'm a fighter, I never lose hope. People assume that because I have an accent and don't always use proper grammar, that I'm uneducated. People assume that because I'm a girl, I can't make decisions about my own body and safety. You can learn from me how a fearful undocumented student can fight for her dream, work full time, take care of her family, all while receiving scholarships to attend college. You can learn from me how being Mexican can trap a person into a stereotype, but learning one simple step of Locorico dance has connected me to my roots. You can learn from me how a shy girl can go to our state and our nation's capital, tell her story to change laws. I am Carla. I stand for people with disabilities.
I'm the daughter of Taiwanese immigrants. I am from thinking that dieting and shrinking myself would make me more beautiful. I am an aspiring dancer who hopes to find freedom in dance. People assume because I'm an Asian woman, I should be soft-spoken and submissive. People assume, because I wear revealing clothes at work, that I am unprofessional and don't take my work seriously. People assume, because I have a sexually transmitted infection, I should be ashamed of myself. You can learn from me how being open and honest about having genital herpes makes my relationship with others and my own body stronger. You can learn from me how the struggle for self-love can be the greatest struggle of all. You can learn from me how to be an outspoken advocate for social justice. I am Emily, and I stand for all immigrants. We are Momentum Alliance.
Momentum Alliance is a youth-led social justice nonprofit whose mission is to inspire young people to realize their power individually and collectively, and to mentor future social justice leaders. Nothing about youth without youth. We believe that youth should be leaders in our own lives and in our city. With experienced coaches and allies, we support young people from underrepresented communities to become social justice advocates, decision makers, and leaders in the public, private, and nonprofit sector. People most directly impacted by these issues should be the ones at the table, identifying solutions and making decisions. This is why youth have decision-making power at all levels of our organization. Our founders, board, staff, and participants are all young people from underrepresented communities we seek to engage and inspire.
In order to ensure that our organization is led by young people, our bylaws state that 51% of our board has to be 25 years old and younger. Presently, out of 25 board members, 75% of our board is 25 and under, with our youngest board chairs being 14 and 23. 85% of our board are people of color. 75% of our staff are people of color. And 65% of our staff is 30 years old and under. Our program coordinator, Carla Castaneda, and our youth director, Vanessa Dominguez, were both hired at the age of 19 after being program participants. Our co-executive director, Diego Hernandez, who is also here, was a founding board member at the age of 23 and hired at the age of 26. That said, we also have staff who are in their mid-60s and 40s. We believe deeply in the power of intergenerational and intercultural alliances. We work with young people between the ages 14 and 30. We are undocumented, immigrant, indigenous, teen parents, allies, LGBTQIA. We are raised in 7 religious traditions. We are gang affected, HIV and STI positive, low income, youth of color, youth with disabilities, youth experiencing foster care and shelters, youth transitioning from houselessness and incarceration, youth who have experienced war, genocide, domestic violence, sexual assault, racial profiling, and displacement.
I am an undocumented Mexicana that migrated to the United States when I was only 4 years old. I came with no knowledge of America, only that America is the land where dreams come true. America is the land of the free and the brave, but I wasn't free nor brave. Being undocumented and low income made everything extremely hard to reach, like school and work and even obtaining a driver's license. Going back to Mexico to visit my hometown wasn't even an option. While my peers were looking at FAFSA and out-of-state universities, I was wondering if higher education was even an option for me. As a young undocumented high school senior hoping to go to college, I felt powerless. I was 17 years old when I was first introduced to Momentum Alliance in 2012. They offered me a paid internship to be a youth leader at their summer camps. I got to meet youth like me, who were undocumented, who were passionate, and taking action. We organized, canvassed, and lobbied legislators to expand access to financial aid for undocumented students. From then on, I knew the importance of youth organizing and youth civic engagement. I learned that as a 17-year-old, I could be a leader, and that I could also be brave. I was invited to attend a reproductive justice workshop with another undocumented youth. And I knew that this was an important issue that I wanted to organize around. Reproductive justice is when all people have the power and resources to make our own decisions about our own bodies and lives without fear of shame, discrimination, and violence. The first meeting we attended for reproductive justice was a room filled with much older people. We felt like we didn't have a say, yet we do. We had a voice. We were there for others to see that young people are ready to take action. Sex, gender, sexuality, relationships, healthcare, contraception, abortion. These things have a huge impact on our lives and our families. But there is a lot of silence and shame around these things. So last year, at the age of 19, I helped launch our Reproductive Justice Youth Advocates cohort, where young people have a safe space to talk about these things. Our program meets every other Sunday. We use storytelling and relationship building to build power, because we know that our stories are invaluable tools for social change. We know that building relationships reduces the sense of isolation and powerlessness that underrepresented young people feel in our city. Along the way, we dive into political action and civic engagement. With partnerships with other organizations, we learned about local, state, and national politics. We learned how a bill becomes a law, how county resolutions pass, how ballot measures work. We learned how to canvass, give testimony, lobby public officials, and evaluate policies. Zakiya and Emily were both program participants last year and want to share their stories on the importance of leadership development with underrepresented and marginalized young people.
I moved to Portland several years ago from Texas to pursue a master's degree in marriage and family therapy at Lewis and Clark College. I joined MA because I wanted to be involved in the Portland community and with reproductive rights. I am passionate about reproductive health care access because I come from a state that is constantly shutting down abortion clinics and restricting women's access to health care. I wanted to use my frustrations from my home state to make a difference in my new home. I was accepted to Momentum Alliance's Reproductive Justice Youth Advocates cohort in February of last year. By March, I was already attending my first lobby day in Salem. It was at Momentum Alliance that I had my first lobbying experience. We traveled to our state capital multiple times to lobby for bills that would expand healthcare access, housing, and education opportunities. I remember taking a selfie with Governor Kate Brown. We told legislators that low-income women and women of color, trans people, and undocumented people must have access to affordable health care. We told them that families affected by poverty, incarceration, and domestic violence must have access to stable housing. When you see such a diverse group of young people in the state capitol, you realize that leadership can and should take diverse forms. We might be young, we might not look like, talk like, dress like, or act like your typical leader, but we are leaders because we are passionate about our community, connection, and social justice. Momentum Alliance was a perfect home for me. As a 23-year-old Black woman, I found it difficult to find my voice be taken seriously in predominantly white spaces. Almost instantly, Momentum Alliance became a family for me. I remember after our first cohort meeting, I thought to myself, wow, I'm not a minority anymore. For the first time since moving to Portland, I found a community that understood me. Momentum Alliance has changed my life because since being a program participant, I've joined the board. I hold an executive board position, and I became a youth coach for our new cohorts this year, all by the age of 23. I get to be involved in an organization that fundamentally seeks to make youth leaders for the identities and issues we are passionate about. Most often, these issues we are passionate about are decided by folks that are not connected to or invested in our communities. Momentum Alliance has given me and so many other youth a platform to speak our truths and develop leadership skills. I want more young people to have the experience that I had.
I came across Momentum Alliance when I was 25, when I was at a conference for culturally specific organizations working on reproductive health access. Carla was repping Momentum Alliance there. When I heard that she was a program coordinator at the age of 19 at a youth-led nonprofit organizing free social justice camps and summits for underrepresented youth, I was smitten. My mind was blown. There are spaces in this world where young people have real decision-making power and real leadership positions, and one of them is Momentum Alliance. I immediately applied to join their Reproductive Justice Youth Advocates cohort and was accepted. Momentum Alliance has changed my life because it has given me the opportunity and the capacity to go from a program participant to a program coordinator, leading a new group of young leaders. Momentum Alliance has helped me believe that I too can someday become a city commissioner. Reproductive justice is not the only issue young people care about. We care deeply about education issues, about economic development and environmental degradation, about gentrification and transportation. We are passionate about all the issues. Building off of the tremendous success of last year's cohort, we want to continue our reproductive justice cohort this year, and we want to launch a new cohort on education justice. And hopefully in the future, with your support, we can launch more issue-specific cohorts. As Audre Lorde, a Black lesbian activist, once said, "There is no such thing as a single-issue struggle because we do not live single-issue lives." There is so much talent and so much thirst for social change among our city's youth. Young people can and want to be leaders. There are countless people and organizations in this city working right now, day and night, to provide youth leadership opportunities. We all want to increase the depth and breadth of our youth organizing work. We all want to increase the amount of leadership stipends and leadership opportunities we offer our city's youth. We are thrilled to be joining Portland's Diversity and Civic Leadership Program. It is an absolute honor to be among the Center for Intercultural Organizing, the Urban League, ERCO, NEA, and Latino Network. We thank you all for your time and your consideration, and we look forward to building with you all, strengthening our work and our collaborations to create leadership opportunities for all communities in our city. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
Next up, commissioners, we have the Urban League. We have Zev Nicholson. And we also have ERCO with Young Sung Sung. And they're going to tell you a little bit about what they've been doing.
Commissioners, these will be short updates. Just to update you on the rest of this diversity and civic leadership program.
I wouldn't hope to try to follow that act.
Welcome.
That was real good. Well, thank you, commissioners, for taking the time to hear us out. And thank you, everyone, for letting us cut ahead. I got to go out to East Portland to actually work with some community members. So I figured I'd use your money for that rather than here. The Urban League has been using DCL money to basically work on our State of Black Oregon report to figure out how and where does the Black community need us, which is everywhere. So through our service programs and through our community engagement, we have been trying to find how and where the community needs us and activating new leaders, specifically out in East Portland, where a lot of our community has been displaced and moved. And so to do that community organizing takes a lot of dedicated time, effort, and energy and consistency, which this program allows. Without having that consistency and that regularity, people in the community, specifically the Black community, aren't allowed or able to build a sense of trust. So often in the Black community, services or something will be provided and then it'll fall short or it won't come through. That is not the DCL program. And I'm really thankful for that, and I think our community is really thankful for that. I don't want to take up all the time. I brought one of our cohort members from our most recent Social Justice and Civic Leadership Program, and she can just talk really briefly about one of the projects they worked on.
Welcome. Hello, and nice to see you today. My name is Tamika Taylor, and I was a participant in the Social Justice and Civic Leadership Cohort with the Urban League of Portland. And it was a really amazing opportunity to not only support the mission of the Urban League, but to also find my own voice within the struggle and the movement. Being an African American who was born and raised in Oregon, it's been difficult to find opportunities where you can actually engage with your community and talk about the issues on a deeper level while you're also being developed for roles of leadership. And this program through the Urban League has definitely given me that opportunity. We had the privilege of working with YWCA and putting on a screening of Black Girl in Suburbia at Portland Community College Cascade Campus. And we had over 200 people from the community and other communities join us that night for the presentation, for the film screening. So without the program, we wouldn't have had the development and kind of the support to be able to pull off something like that. And it means a lot to us.
Hello, good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Yang San Song. I'm the community organizer with ERCO. And I first of all want to thank you all for your support and leadership for this year's program to grow. It has created a space and empowers our community leaders to now engage in city budget planning, crime prevention, law enforcement, and building parks through employment and volunteering. ERCO celebrates its 40th anniversary. An organization was founded by refugee to help refugee. The core principles of self-help and mutual aid of our founding members carry on still now. ERCO served over 28,000 families last year. But we know social service is not enough. So we take such an integral part of the city. We are workers, we're neighbors, and we're your family members. And our needs are not that different from anyone else's. And we need access to healthcare, affordable housing, safe neighborhood, and excellent education to be contributing members of the society. But for us to fully integrate it into the different decision-making process, there are lots to learn, different language, worldview, communication styles, etc. So for the past 8 years, ERCO Engage provided a capacity-building workshops over 200 grassroots leaders. And this year's training topic focused on city government, effective advocacy, civic engagement, and voting. And we're going to continue to educate and mobilize our community members to participate in upcoming elections. And secondly, we provide technical support and mentorship for the smaller and newer ethnic communities. For example, several members of the Bhutanese American communities participated in a leadership program last year, and they just filed the paperwork to become a nonprofit organization. And ERCO is going to continue to support the organization, apply for grants, and setting up a board of directors. Lastly, we encourage our community leaders to do a public testimony and serve in the city board and commissions and committees. And I would like to invite you all to the New Year in a Park. It's April 30th on 82nd and by the Madison High School, because I think it is such a great example of how DCL fosters the spirit of collaboration among the community and neighborhood and city government altogether. Last year was the first time celebrating Cambodian, Thai, and Lao community. About 5,000 spectators attended, and this year Burmese community stepped up and joined the planning committee, and Hmong community is the fiscal agency for the year. So I want to thank you for your time and your leadership for supporting DCL.
Thank you all very much.
I was hoping she was going to mention that big party because it's on my birthday. So,
super.
Good plan. The next up, we have Latino Network. We have Antonio Sabira. Okay. Alejandra. And we also have an interpreter. Who is?
Luisa.
Okay. Luisa.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Who'd like to start?
I'm starting. Good afternoon, commissioners. Thank you for the opportunity to be here today and this wonderful afternoon. I just want to start by saying that thanks to the efforts of inclusion and equity of the City of Portland and to the DCL program, I'm here in front of you this afternoon. My name is Antonio Ramirez. I am with Latino Network as the Leadership and Integration Program Manager. One of my responsibilities is to engage members of our community in the discussions that are important to our families and our children. Therefore, we continuously are looking for opportunities in which members of our community can participate in a very meaningful way. Thanks to the funding that we received from the DCL program, we have been able to engage hundreds of members of our Latino community in different decision-making processes within the city of Portland and Multnomah County as well. Just to mention some of them, we have provided input and feedback to Portland Parks and Recreation, to the Independent Police Review Office, to the Department of Police, and to the Marijuana Policy Task Force. Latino Network has been part of the DCL program since its inception in 2007. Thanks to this program, we have done what it was difficult to do for most of the neighborhoods associations, to include community of colors. Historically underrepresented, and we were out of the decision-making process of our city. Thanks to the DCL program, we have been able to provide hundreds of members of the Latino community with the tools to become leaders in their communities, in the schools that their children attend, and in different places in which they can be examples for other members of our community. Just to mention some of those examples, three of our former participants in the Academia de Líderes, or Leaders Academy, are now employed in different offices and organizations where they can motivate the civic participation of other members of the Latino community. One of the wonderful coordinators for this program, Victor Salinas, is working now for the City of Portland. In short, I would like to thank the City of Portland and each commissioner, particularly Commissioner Fritz, for their commitment to inclusion and equity. Also, I would like to thank Amalia Larcón, ONE Director, Brian Hoop, Jerry Jimenez, Amy Archer, and Victor Salinas for all the support that they have provided me in my role within DCL restructure, because I have been in this position just for 1 year, and they have been amazing sources of support. I know that we are advancing towards a more equitable city. However, I just want to mention that we have to continue on this path to achieve at least parity between DCL partners and neighborhood associations. With this, I would like to introduce Alejandra Flores. She's one of our current participants in the Leaders Academy. We have 35 participants in this cohort. She will be talking about her personal experience and what it means for her to be participant of this Leaders Academy.
Hi. Buenas tardes, comisionados. Gracias por la oportunidad de estar aquí esta tarde.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. Thank you for the opportunity of being here this afternoon.
Mi nombre es Alejandra Flores y me identifico como un miembro de la comunidad latina. Vivo en el norte de Portland y participo actualmente en la Academia de Líderes. Ahora entiendo, es parte del programa de DCL.
My name is Alejandra Flores, and I identify as a member of the community, Latino community. I live in North Portland, and I currently participate in the Leadership Academy that now I understand is part of DCL program.
Tengo 4 meses participando en el programa, y gracias a este programa he reconocido que no importa de dónde vengo, ni cuál es mi color, ni mi primer idioma, pero que como una residente de Portland por más de 10 años, tengo derecho a que mi voz sea escuchada. Cuando se van a tomar decisiones que me afectan directamente o que también afectan a mi familia.
I have been participating in the program, and thanks to this program, I have recognized the importance of my participation. It doesn't matter where I come from, the color of my skin, or my first language. But it's important that as a resident of Portland for 10 years, I have the right of my voice to be heard and I want to be part of the decisions that are made that affect me and my family as well.
Gracias a este programa, estoy adquiriendo algunas de las habilidades necesarias para encontrar espacios en la ciudad en donde los intereses de mi comunidad sean representados.
Thanks to this program, I have acquired some of the abilities, necessary abilities to find spaces in the city where my interests and my community can be well represented.
Gracias a la Academia de Líderes, he podido aprender de mi comunidad no ha sido siempre incluida en las decisiones que toman las personas que están en el poder y que hacen las políticas públicas. Por lo tanto, quiero seguir preparándome para poder participar de una forma constructiva y significativa en los lugares en donde se toman las decisiones. Y esto no sería posible sin un programa como este.
Thanks to the Literature Academy, I have learned that not always we have been part of the decisions made by the people that take the decisions in the city, and these participations. And that's why I want to keep preparing myself to participate in a constructive and a meaningful way in places where decisions are made, and this could not be possible without programs like this.
Este programa ha logrado despertar en mí una conciencia social que voy a compartir con mis hijos y con otros miembros de mi comunidad. Ahora entiendo lo importante que es participar cívicamente para que todos seamos considerados en esta ciudad y construyamos una ciudad más equitativa e igualatoria.
Thanks to this program has awakened me the social conscience of share with my kids and other members of society the importance of participation. Now I understand that it's important to participate civically and so we can all be considered equal in the city, to be equal and engaged in the same manner.
Acepté esta invitación porque, en mi opinión, creo que este tipo de programas deben continuar y fortalecerse, ya que para las personas como yo, encontramos espacios seguros en donde podemos prepararnos, ser más preparativos y sentirnos realmente incluidos en la ciudad que vivimos. Por favor, sigan financiando el programa de DCL para que otras personas tengan la oportunidad que estoy teniendo ahora yo.
I have accepted the invitation because I believe that these kinds of programs, they have to be continued and strengthened, because in this manner, people like me, people of color, we find spaces, free spaces, where we can all can be prepared and to participate and feel included in the decisions that our city are made. We feel that places like this in the city and where we live, we want you to keep financing this program, DCL, so people like me can find other spaces and keep preparing themselves. Thank you very much.
Last but not least, we are going to move as briefly as possible because some folks, I'm sure, signed up, got their little parking machines and probably need to rush downstairs in a minute. We have Donita Fry from NEA Family Center and Alfredo Higueras from CIO, Center for Intercultural Organizing.
Welcome.
Good afternoon, commissioners. I'm going to be brief because you've heard me talk many times before, but just want to express gratitude for funding the DCL program. I am so appreciative for the years that I've been here advocating for recognition of Native American history in our city. Native American history is American history. And through funding for the DCL program and building capacity in the community, we've been able to advocate for many changes in advancing that priority from our community. And with much gratitude, we have the Intertribal Gathering Garden at Collie Park. We have Conemaugh Park being named in the Chinook language, which means together, Tillamook Crossing. We're really starting to see Native American heritage in our city, and it's because of leadership like yours that are enabling us to engage our community members, to create space for them to lean into their leadership abilities. I believe that we don't have a leadership program. All we're doing is enhancing the leadership skills of our community members because each one of them are leaders in their own right, and they're very grateful. We come together monthly. The Portland Youth and Elders Council is a little bit different than other DCL programs that we provide a space very much like a neighborhood association for the Native community. As Native Americans, we don't identify geographically like neighborhood associations do, but we come together at the Portland Youth and Elders Council and practice heritage and culture and also create a cross-cultural sharing space where folks who don't have a relationship with the Native community can come together at the Portland Youth and Elders Council and highlight issues, educate ourselves, and heal as community. So I also have been home for the last couple of days with a sore throat because you, because of your funding, you guys make my community drive me to death. So I want to thank you for that as well, that it's a pleasure to be able to serve through this opportunity. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Thank you, Commissioners. It's my first time doing this, and I'm thankful and nervous at the same time. Thank you for opening this space for me to share an important part of my life. My name is Alfredo Higueras, and I come from Santiago, Chile. I'm very fortunate to be present today and talk about my experience at Center for Intercultural Organizing and their Pan-Immigrant Leadership Organizing Training, also known as PILOT. Though what I will share with you today is my personal story through this period, I believe that many of my fellow PILOT members, present and past, can relate to a few of my thoughts, and I hope you can as well. I grew up in Chile and moved to the United States of America after I finished high school. I came to Portland because here's where my sister and my family lives, and I'm proud to say that I'm following into my sister's footsteps by being the second person in my family to be a PILOT member. She's the one who incentivized me to apply. I moved to Portland because I wanted to continue my education and seek a better life. Back at home, college is not as accessible as here, and work opportunities to balance the cost of an education don't satisfy basic needs of day-to-day living. When I moved countries, my sense of community was deeply shaken. I had to start new friendships, find a job with no work experience, find housing with no rental history, enroll in school without knowing the who, the what, and the where, and think every move twice until I had health insurance. And needless to say, that every move was also a compromise of who I used to be in Chile. This whole experience was abundant in joy as it was in frustrations, because all I wanted to do was connect with the city and its people. It's within the frustrations of being a young immigrant, like having no doctor when sick, failing to pay my bills because I don't understand the systems in place, and or quitting a job because persistent stereotypes to my persona, is that I started to connect my reality with the ones of other Latinos to whom I interacted on a day-to-day basis, like working as a cook in a restaurant. I realized that besides my experiences, I was still very fortunate of where I stood, and that for many in my community, choosing where you live, committing in a way that suits your needs, having access to quality social services, going to college, connecting with opportunities for personal growth, and moving on from experiences like mine are elements that are far and beyond more inaccessible, challenging, and burdensome than my own. And this is what made me want to make a difference in my community. PILOT has been the starting point in that journey and has been an amazing experience. I've connected with refugees, fellow immigrants, community leaders, and amazing people from all walks of life, like everyone in this room, including yourself. I've been introduced to concepts of how our society works from a perspective that I can understand, and I've been exposed to the issues that affect our local community and how I can become an involved citizen. And many of my misconceptions and biases that stem from deep-seated frustrations of when I first arrived have been unfolded and placed into a better context. Through PILOT, I've been able to tap into a wide pool of resources that helps me contribute to social change. I've become an intern with Center for Intercultural Organizing to work on a school project about social service accessibility. I volunteer in the diverse programs that they hold and events, such as this year's 2016 Candidate for Mayor Forum. There are various opportunities that with PILOT I would have never imagined having in Portland. To summarize, I feel very fortunate to be a pilot member and to stand alongside a diverse and rich community of people who invite me to grow and empower myself. Pilot and the doors it's open have tremendously helped me to restore that shaken sense of community of when I first arrived and foster within myself a lifetime of positive development. Portland is my home, and I will continue to invest myself here as an active citizen. However, I can't stop thinking of all the other immigrant and refugee individuals with tremendous potential to contribute in our community and how Pilot is an empowering, restorative, active, and community-building experiences that benefits all of us. Thank you for your attention.
That concludes our invited testimony. Do we have sign-ups?
I don't show anybody else signed up.
Did anybody else want to testify?
Jerry, should we adopt the report?
Sure.
Do I have a motion?
Unfortunately, it's an emergency, and when we scheduled it, there were five members of council who were supposed to be here, and now the mayor is in Europe on city business, and Commissioner Saltzman is out. So what I'm proposing to do, President Fish, we need to postpone the vote until May 4th, which is 2 weeks from yesterday.
Without objection, since we'll lose a number of the people that are here, would either of my colleagues like to make a few comments?
It's wonderful to be reminded of the great work that the DCO program does and the great work that the members of it are doing, as it is every year. It was also phenomenal to hear from the new partner, the Momentum Alliance. I really appreciated what you had to say, and thank you all for being here.
Thank you very much. I am very proud to be the commissioner in charge of the Office of Neighborhood Involvement. I'm thrilled to welcome Momentum Alliance to our family. I know the other five partners are also glad to have a new sister organization, sister and brother organization. And I'm going to suggest, with Commissioner Novick's indulgence, that perhaps we'll have a short presentation just from Momentum Alliance on May 4th so that we can inform Commissioner Saltzman and Mayor Hales about our program. But I really appreciate everybody being here today. There's lots of folks who've been watching at home who will be able to benefit from knowing how welcoming Portland can be, and that we need to continue doing that. So thank you all very much for taking your time to be here today. Also want to thank Claire Adamsick in my office and Brian Hoop in the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, as well as Amalia Alacrondamaris and our entire team, especially those who were part of the selection process. And this and better will do. Colleagues, the other piece of the information that I need you to know is that because the selection process has taken till now, there will be some small grants that ONI will be using the rest of this year's money for, which will come to us in June sometime. So that's another thing to look forward to. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for an outstanding report. Jerry, thank you for organizing a terrific forum. And just had a comment to our friend from Chile. My daughter recently graduated from college, and she was a double major, but Spanish and comparative literature. And she's been bilingual since she was in high school. And one of the trips that was funded while she was in college was to Chile. And she was there during the World Cup. And the country went crazy, of course, because the team did so well. And when she came home and finished up in Los Angeles in school, I went and visited her one night, and she said, "Dad, let's go explore a Chilean restaurant in Los Angeles." So we found a restaurant. We went to the restaurant. There was no one else there except the owner, who was watching soccer. And he came over to talk to us, and he was surprised that my daughter was fluent and conversant, but then equally surprised that she was commenting on all the pictures he had on the walls of iconic places in Chile that she had visited. And so he pulled up a chair and spent the evening, had dinner with us. And so I'm deeply moved by the many testimonials here from people who have brought their traditions here and their language and are fiercely holding on to those traditions and in the process making Portland a better place. I believe passionately, as do my colleagues, that as we become a more diverse community, we're going to be a better and stronger community. And it's very exciting to see young people that are seizing leadership or, to, as Donita said, and it's one of my favorite expressions, leaning into their authentic leadership. So thank you, and Commissioner Fritz, thank you for being such a champion for this program. And we'll have the vote on May 4th, and with that, we're adjourned.